The Democratic-controlled Senate today dealt a blow to President Bush by effectively killing a proposal to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. The president had made drilling in the Alaskan refuge known as ANWR the centerpiece of his national energy policy. But the vote today made clear the measure lacks enough support to be included in the energy bill. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Even before the Senate voted around midday today, Republican backers of drilling in ANWR were already conceding defeat. The vote showed they were able to count on only 46 senators, far fewer than the 60 needed to stop a Democratic filibuster of the ANWR amendment. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle asserted today that opposition to the measure stemmed from what he called a true appreciation of the need to protect sensitive wilderness areas.
We are just not going to allow Republicans to destroy the environment. And that's exactly what this issue has been all about from the very beginning. Whether or not you protect the environment, whether or not you send a clear message that when it comes to protecting sensitive lands in this country, you're going to do it or not.
Idaho Republican Larry Craig drew a starkly different conclusion from the vote on ANWR.
It says that gas prices aren't high enough yet. That's the significance of the vote. Now, that may sound cynical, but I really do believe that.
Craig and other ANWR proponents argued that opening up the refuge on Alaska's North Slope to drilling was crucial at a time when oil prices are rising again. But Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman dismissed that line of reasoning.
Drilling would have no impact, even under the inflated estimates for petroleum potential that are cited by the proponents of the amendment, because the price of oil is determined on the world market, no matter where it comes from.
And Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry said ANWR, in the best-case scenario, would only supply 2% of the country's oil needs.
Drilling would not come online for about 7 to 10 years. When it does come online, it doesn't produce a sufficient amount of oil under anybody's scenario to have an effect on the world price or world supply.
Kerry said it would be far better to develop alternative sources of energy. Backers of drilling in ANWR largely ignored such arguments. Instead, Alaskan Republican Frank Murkowski, the measure's chief proponent, portrayed today's vote as a show of political might by environmental lobbyists.
What's going on here is simply the word greed. The so-called environmentalists are not interested in science. They're not interested in the health of this planet. They're not interested in the welfare of the people of my state. They're interested in only one thing, and that's fundraising and keeping their high-paid jobs.
At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer lamented that the Senate failed to follow the example of the House, which last year approved opening up ANWR.
The Senate today missed an opportunity to lead America to greater energy independence. The president will continue to fight for the tens of thousands of jobs that are created by opening ANWR, as well as, more importantly, for the need for America to be able to achieve more energy independence that would result from opening ANWR.
Fleischer did not say whether an energy bill that may eventually emerge from Congress without the ANWR provision would be signed by the president. And Idaho's Larry Craig said his fellow Republicans have not entirely given up hope that changing circumstances may garner more support for drilling in ANWR.
With the turmoil in the Middle East today, the turmoil in Venezuela, this vote could be revisited at any time, and I think we're prepared to do that depending on the attitude of the American people.
With the defeat of the ANWR provision and an earlier rejection by the Senate of tougher fuel efficiency standards, the two most controversial issues in the Senate's energy debate have been put to rest, and Majority Leader Daschle says he hopes to finish that bill early next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.